Milford Asset Management. They offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver Plan funds for your retirement savings needs. And for more information or a copy of the investment statement, you can go to the website milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, Milford KiwiSaver, of course, one word, .co.nz, or you can call them direct during business hours. Milford is 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345, and Brooke Bone from Milford Asset Management is with me. Hi, Brooke. Thank you for your time.
Good evening.
I appreciate it. Brooke, can you take us through this? It's GeoOp, isn't it? The latest company to list on the NZAX, the market for growth companies in New Zealand. What does GeoOp actually do?
GeoOp provides software for tradespeople to manage the administration of their day-to-day jobs, costing and invoicing. The software is delivered via the cloud and can be purchased via the internet.
Okay, and how was the company listed then?
The company wasn't listed via the usual initial public offering or IPO route. Instead, it raised money just prior to listing and then conducted what's called a compliance listing.
And tell us about this. How does a company do that exactly?
Well, they raised the money before listing from high net worth individuals along with habitual and institutional investors. Now, because these investors are considered sophisticated, the compliance and the compliance listing was not actually raising money from the general public, the information requirements are lower than for a traditional IPO.
And why would they do it this way then?
There's three key reasons why they want to do it this way. Firstly, the directors themselves do not need to commit to prospective financial information within the documentation. Secondly, it's a lower cost for the company in terms of the fees for the different sort of advisors that have to advise around the IPO process. And then thirdly, it's a bit faster and a bit simpler than a traditional IPO process.
And how has the share price performed then since listing? It's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the company listed on Thursday last week and it's risen by a whopping 175% in the last few days, closing at $2.75 today, which is why we thought we should talk about it tonight.
Mm. And, Brooke, how do you value or compare fast-growing companies such as this?
Well, for fast-growth technology companies such as GeoOp and Xero, investors tend to use what's called the enterprise value to revenue multiple. So revenue is used because these companies tend to be loss-making, and we also look for other sort of more detailed operational metrics, which close followers of software as a service companies actually look for.
And what is the current valuation for GeoOp under this method then?
Well, GeoOp turned over just $27,000 in September 2013. So we annualised that number to come up with an annualised recurring revenue of $324,000. Now, at market close today, the company had a market capitalisation of $75 million and it had $10 million worth of cash. So putting all of those into our equation, and it shows that GeoOp is currently trading at 200 times its annual recurring revenue. Now, this compares to Xero, which is currently trading at 51.2 times its annual recurring revenue, and another recently listed company, which is called SLI, which is trading around just 5 times its annual recurring revenue.
Interesting. Thank you, Brooke. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Brooke Bone, Milford Asset Management, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or you can call Milford on 0800 662 345. Now,